It's Monday, September 15th at 6:30. This is a special meeting of the Derby Housing Authority. It's Wednesday, September 17th, 2025. And this is a special meeting of the Derby Housing Authority. It is 6:33, and I'm going to call the meeting to order and ask everyone to rise to salute the flag. To the flag of the United States of America,
and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible,
and justice for all. Thank you. Roll call, Bob Lucy.
Here.
Loretta Jackson.
Here.
I am Robusto, I am here. Khalid, I know that you're on. Is there anybody else here?
No. Loretta, it seems like the background noise is coming from, at least that's where it's coming out of here. So I don't know if there's stuff going on in the background there or the static.
Oh.
But if you're on your phone, if you could do star six, we'll mute and unmute. So if maybe that'll help it.
All right.
And then if you need to unmute, hit star six again.
Yep. Okay.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. So hit start. Yeah. And that'll do it. Okay. Sorry, Madam Chair.
That's okay. Fine. So we completed the roll call and we have a quorum. We have everyone here. I'm going to move down to additions, deletions, correction, because this is a special meeting. We have none. Public portion. There is none in a special meeting. I'm going to move down to number six, and that's old business. Issue of fee accountants. So I talked to Marilyn Ferris, and she's willing to join us. She'll officially start November 1st, but she's asked Khalid to send her some materials now so that she could get caught up. She was highly recommended by Pat Buell, who's doing our annual audit, and she's also been working with Pat to get information that will help her. There's been, you know, some difficulties. The last two reports that were due to HUD were not sent in on a timely way. That's going to cost us points. I know it's not a good thing, but Ms. Ferris is much more experienced in handling the finances of a housing authority, and it seems like the group that we've been using has not had the experience or the training needed to do. I mean, I don't think it's an easy job, and I certainly couldn't do it, but I don't think they've had the training to do it in a way that would satisfy HUD and satisfy CHOPPA. So no. We voted at an earlier meeting to make the change. She's agreed to do it, and she'll start officially November 1st, and we've been sending her materials now so that she can kind of get a picture of where we are and what we need.
Is her fee roughly close?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roughly.
That's fine.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. Any other questions? Any discussion on this?
No, we need to make a change.
Yes, we do. So much more than we knew.
Also
under old business, we'll go to item B, which is radon update. Khalid, I'm going to let you take that.
Hi, good evening, everyone. So the radon mitigation systems, how's it going? All the systems have been installed. So we have two systems per building. They're on either side right now. I'm waiting to hear back from the electrician who is going to be running the power to it. The systems have to run for a total of 7 days straight, and then they will come back out and retest and give us our new radon numbers. And at that point, we should be done with this.
Good.
Amen.
So I'm hoping to get an email from the electrician tomorrow to come out, and I'm going to join him at the site, and he will hopefully just be able to rig it up and we can get started.
That'll be wonderful. And once that's done, I think we can let HUD know. Part of the reason why we did the testing to begin with is that we are allowed more slots for HUD payments.
Correct.
All of Steiger is all HUD. Lakeview is all CHOPPA, and right now CC is all CHOPPA, but we started this process because we wanted to pick up some extra slots and get a little bit more money. This was found in the course of the testing, and we had to mitigate it. It's been mitigated. So I think we can talk to the folks at HUD to see if we can reapply for those units and continue to do the work. I think at some point, you know, we're probably going to want to do this over at Lakeview as well. And it's probably going to require testing, and they were all built at about the same time. So it wouldn't surprise me if it was something noted there, but we want to give ourselves too a little time to recover. That it was not an inexpensive process, but it was a necessary process.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, sounds like a plan.
Good. Okay. All right. So we'll go to item C, which is staff reviews. College, you can speak a little bit about this too, but some of the employees, particularly co-ed, and who's been with us for over a year now, and the maintenance guys have been asking for a raise. We talked about this in an earlier meeting, which is why it's in under old business, and we decided that we would do some staff reviews, to justify whatever, decisions and choices we made. We have not done it. Khalid, you were going to look for forms. We had put together, Bob, I don't know if you remember, but back in the day, we put together a review form, staff review form.
Yes, I looked through I have a whole drawer here of old staff files, and I didn't find anything in the most recent stuff. I looked in the last manager's file. I looked in Ellen's. I didn't see anything that was under there's a performance and review section of our employee files, but I just didn't see any templates of any kind of like review format. So I couldn't locate anything that you guys have used before.
Kyle, go ahead.
I was going to say, did you and I put one together? I want to think we did. No?
Me?
Bob. No, I'm talking to Bob. Bob, do you remember you and I putting together a review form, a performance review?
I do. I was just going to ask Colin, is there anything on the desktop in old files?
The desktop I have a different one than the one that the last manager was using, because that one was just so slow. But I can look on it because it's still hooked up in the other office to see if there's like a template.
There might be. That might be where it is, Linda.
It might be because I remember doing it, and I remember we used it.
Because I remember giving like samples of things that we had used.
Yeah. Yep.
So maybe that's where it is, Colin.
I'll definitely take a checkup for that.
Worth a chance.
Did you look in Zori's file? Because I remember Bob and I sitting down with Zori and having a conversation about it, going through it with her when we gave it to her. Do you remember that, Bob?
I looked through hers.
I do.
I looked through Regina's, but I didn't see like any form of a review. Because there is a section in here for performance review and other, but there's nothing here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One day I'll try to run over and Bob, have you been over to sign the checks yet?
No, Colin, I'm going to either try tomorrow morning or Friday morning. Is that okay?
Thursday would be best. I have a funeral on Friday. So, I mean, they'll be here, but I won't be here in the morning.
All right.
And when Bob gets done, let me know. I'll ask Leticia to run over and bring them to me. And then I'll try to get over there this week and go through those files. I know we didn't have them for Ellen, but I specifically remember putting them together, unless they were taken out and removed.
I mean, I'll leave that one alone. I'll look at the other file and the other computer.
Well, Khalid, you might be thinking the same thing I am.
Exactly.
Wouldn't there have been something on Regina? Heavy summon performance of Al.
Yeah, so I'm sure it walks away. But yes, yeah, the other hard drive, the other computer to see, the other desktop.
That could have been pulled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
I'll be over tomorrow morning.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. And I'll be over there before the end of the week. But to sign the check, I might ask the teacher to bring them over.
Okay.
Anyway, under new business, need for a landscaping RFP. So I think we're a bit overdue. We've been using a particular company. If you recall, when we went out to bid the last time, this was the we only got two offers. And one only wanted to do summer work. They didn't want to do snow removal. At the time, we were thinking that it was better to have someone who would do both seasons. And there was only one company willing to do that. I think we feel that the charge has been high, although the service has been fairly good. I don't think anybody's all that upset with the service, but the fee is high. So it certainly is time to... And Khalid, correct me if I'm wrong about the service, but I think that it's time to put the RFP out again and see what we get. I had called Flix, everybody. So Khalid and I got called over to Lakeview by a neighbor who said that back in the day, certain promises were made about adjoining property, maintaining adjoining property, and that promise hasn't been kept for a very long time. And he brought up Flix, and it seems like no matter where I go, people go, oh, if Flix was only here. And so I gave Flix a call. I had the number in my phone. I gave him a call, and he said, you know what? You know, it's kind of tempting. I'll think about it. I said, you know, we're going to do an RFP. You have to apply. And he said, no, I understand. He wanted to talk to a friend. He hasn't gotten back to me. I can reach out to him again, but before we reach out to anybody, we really need to pull a new RFP together and get it ready to go out, especially now before the winter comes really so close.
Yeah. And, you know, right now there's really not much grass cutting.
Oh, it's true. It might be leaf raking. I know that I got a call from a woman over at CC who was asking for trees to be trimmed. They were hanging over her car in the parking lot. She wasn't willing to park her car anyplace else. And she was saying that they were staying on there. Khalid, that got taken care of, correct?
Yes, it did.
The limbs were cut.
Okay.
So
I know a few companies. I'll make a call and see, have them make a call and be on the lookout for the RFP.
Perfect.
Good. Okay. Good. That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Any other questions, comments on that? No. Okay. No. So, Khalid, if you are a subsidized housing coordinator's report.
Hi, everyone. It's me again. I just did a vacancy walkthrough today with Willie. And we still have our same amount of vacancies. We still have our 9 vacancies. But the good news is we have 5 that are ready to go, 6 once I purchase a stove. So next week, we're going to be calling people on our list and trying to fill those ready-to-go units. And if anybody wanted to see any of the open units, I would be happy to show them to the board so they could see the work that we've been doing. The best
thing is
that anytime next week would be great. Just give me a call and I can show you some of the open stuff because there's literally one ready to go at each site. So take your pick and I'll be happy to show you what we've been doing.
Nice. Good. That's a nice offer. Thank you.
Definitely. Other than that, we have our temp that's still, you know, trudging along, helping us out the best she can. It's fast paced in here some days. And our regular a receptionist and program clerk, Jessica, should be back in October.
Okay. And then we can let the temp go?
Yes. And then we will be letting the temp go. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Sorry.
Did Autumn, is she still with us or she leave?
No, unfortunately, Autumn, her graduate program started to demand more hours of her, so she had to resign. But I have to mention this to the rest of the to the meeting, that Joan was gracious enough to come back, and so she is filling in at the resident service coordinator role for the meantime. And I know a lot of the residents are happy to see her back, even though they do definitely miss Autumn, as do I.
You remember Joan Kaiser?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, it's a good substitute for now.
Certainly. Oh, she's already hit the ground running, so very
That's
pleased.
What I mean. Makes it easier for you, Colin.
Mm-hmm. Certainly has.
So right now, except for Jeff not being there, we have all our positions filled. The Autumn's position, she left in August to go back to school, I believe, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right before the school year started, yep.
Yeah.
And then we filled that really quickly, which was honestly such a relief, so.
Yeah. It got really bad, and I think at some point, if once she graduates, there's an opening available, she would come back.
I think she would as well. She did feel really bad, and I was like, you have to, it's your schooling. You have to go do what you have to do. I completely understand.
Yeah.
We're sad about it, but
yep.
Open door, you know?
You're right. Yeah.
She was certainly lovely. The residents really loved her. Right, Miss Loretta? She was great.
Oh, my God, yes. Yes, very nice.
So, we appreciate the time she's with us, and we'll be able to, hopefully something will be available for her when she's all done with her schooling.
I hope so. I hope so. I liked her very much. And I know that Joan and her husband just moved to Southbury, and she was saying that it was like a 40-minute commute.
It sure is. Yeah.
So, but I'm thankful that she's there, and I think having that familiarity for some of the residents. I know Steiger's pretty self-sufficient, but the other places not so much.
Exactly.
And to have a familiar face and a helpful face come back, I think it means a lot.
Definitely positive.
Yeah.
It does.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other discussions, questions on that?
I like these special meetings.
Okay, so I've reached item number 9. That's a motion to adjourn. Do I have one?
I'll make a motion to adjourn at 6:50.
6:50, and you seconded, Loretta?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Good night, everybody. Thank you for logging in.
Good night.
No, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
You too.